I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A man who spent nearly 30 years on Alabama's death row has been freed following a decades-long fight to prove his innocence. 58-year-old Anthony Ray Hinton was released Friday morning from an Alabama prison. He hugged his family as he walked out of the prison. Hinton was convicted in the 1985 murders of the two Birmingham fast food restaurant managers. Crime scene bullets were the only evidence linking Hinton to the slayings. However, prosecutors say new testing failed to show any of the bullets came from a revolver found in Hinton's home or even the same gun. Charter schools are now legal in Alabama. Now the next question is when they will be implemented. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley made Alabama the 43rd state in the union to allow the non-traditional public schools. Even though the bill passed the Republican-controlled legislature without much issue, There were and are some vocal opponents of the charter school measure. One popular critique is that the new schools will pull money away from already underfunded traditional public schools. But Todd Zebarth, vice president of the National Alliance for Public Schools, says it's not that simple.
Yes, I think if you're a school and you lose 10 kids to a public charter school, then you will lose the resources that student would generate. You know, you also don't have the requirement to now educate those kids, and you have a lot of your costs reduced there as well.
Be sure to check out our in-depth feature today at 4:44 on charter schools, and it's also available on our website at apr.org. If you'd like to turn today's forecasted April showers into May flowers, the Alabama Wildflower Society wants your help. The group is holding its annual sale tomorrow at the courtyard of the Kentuck Art Gallery near Tuscaloosa. The proceeds will go to help the University of Alabama Arboretum, the Cahaba Lily Society, and scholarships for college botany students. Wildflower Society President Rich Cobb says today's rainy forecast should get better tomorrow.
On Saturday, for the public, it's going to be drier. I think it'll be a good day for a sale. It's really good that it's going to be raining while we're setting up, because the plants will get watered and we won't have to baby them.
Cobb says most of the plants will sell in the $2 to $3 range, with some as low as 50 cents. Thunderstorms across most of the area in the Tennessee Valley and central Alabama tonight. And Mobile and the Gulf Coast will have a 60% chance of a late thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. 79 in Mobile, 81 in Florence and Huntsville, 82 in Jasper and Birmingham, 84 in Tuscaloosa and Selma, and 86 in Montgomery. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.